Aleichem's sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, ben Rav Aaron Avram. We are continuing our study of Maseches Nigayim. We are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, HaPasuch Shebasheleg, Ki Yayin HaMazuk B'Sheleg. HaPasuch Shebasid, Ki Dam HaMazuk B'Cholav, Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. The Torah tells us that a beheres, where the white color has a red tinge to it, it's tamei. It's in Vayikra Yud Gimel Yud Tes. And the Torah's Kohanim learns that each of the four white shades of nega is tamei if it has a reddish color. The Mishnah describes how beheres, snow white that we discussed in the previous shiur, and its tolada, which is lime white, how they look when they are red. How do you say red? You say pasuch. When it has a red tinge, it's called pasuch. And this is from Targum Yonasan, Iov, Chaf Hei Beis. So the Mishnah tells us that the pasuch shebasheleg, the reddish version of the snow white nega, looks like wine mixed with snow. Says the Bartanura, Hamu'uruv belovim va'odem shebebeheres ha'azik kisheleg, nirik yayin hamazuk besheleg. That if you have this mixture of the snow together with the red, it looks like wine in snow. Shelavnu nisam ruve vadmimus shebomuat. That it's mostly white, and there's a little bit of reddishness. That's the pasuk shebeshelek. How about a pasuk shebeseed? The tolada of beheres, which is like seed, b'hahechol, which is like the lime with which they painted the hechol. You know what that looks like? It looks like dam hamazuk b'chalav. It looks like blood mixed with milk. Now, blood mixed with milk is more red, more reddish than in the previous case. Says the Bartanura, Hamu'urav shebenega shukasida hechal. If you have a mixture in a nega, which is like the lime of the hechal, nirikadama mazik b'chalav shadmimu shelo meruba, it looks like a blood that's mixed in with milk, which is much more red. Afagab lo tani pasuch el b'beheres v'toldasa, v'otin yes pasuch nami v'seis v'toldasa. So we mentioned before, even though it only says it about this reddishness, about beheres and its tolada, there's also a pasuch in the seis and its tolada, and then he brings the Taras Kohanim to prove this. The Tosis Yomtiv quotes the Ravid, and the Ravid asks three kashas on the Mishnah. One kasha is, if the wine is the shade of red, if that's the color to use for pasuch, so then why does Rabbi Yishmael, this is all different Rabbi Yishmael, why does Rabbi Yishmael then use blood in the second example? First it's wine, and then it's blood. Why go from wine to blood? Stick with wine if that's what it looks like. That's Pasuk. Also, what's interesting is that when we're talking about Beharis Kisheleg, Beharis is like snow. Seder, so it's Kiyayna Mazug Bisheleg, like wine mixed with snow. But then when we talk about this seed, the lime of the Heichal, so that's Kedam HaMazug B'Cholav. Why Kedam HaMazug B'Cholav? Why don't you say Kedam HaMazug B'Seed? Why, like blood mixed in with milk, say blood mixed in with lime? Another kasha is how much red to white do you need to create a pasuk? He writes, my taima lo sharu le tarvayu o b'yayin o b'dam. Make them both. Either they're both wine or they're both blood. O my taima tani b'sid kedam amazik b'cholav lo amar kiyayin amazik b'sid. Why sid kedam amazik b'cholav and not kiyayin amazik b'sid? Why do you bring in milk over here? And then he also asks about the shear. So he answers that Rabbi Yishmael requires that pasul has to have two different colors, and they mix a little bit, but don't blend completely. So lime, which doesn't mix at all with other components, can't be used to determine pasuch coloring and has to be replaced with milk. Wine and snow do mix partially together, but they don't blend completely. So that shows the color of the pasuch corresponding to a snow white nega. But a combination of wine and milk can't be used to show the color of pasuch corresponding to a lime white nega, because wine and milk blend together completely, and there will not be two distinct components of the pasuch. You have to have two distinctive color components whose colors mix partially. So lime doesn't mix at all, so you can't talk about pasuch. You can't talk about lime. Lime has to be replaced with milk. Wine and snow, yayin amazik b'shelig, they do mix partially, but not completely. So that works out perfectly for our snow white naga. And you mix it with wine, because wine taka mixes with snow, but doesn't become one. There's still two distinct components. But you can't say wine and milk. In the first case, we used wine, so why don't you use wine and milk? Why blood and milk? And the answer is because a combination of wine and milk can show pasuch corresponding to a lime white nega, because wine and milk blend together completely. And again, we need two distinct components. So therefore, the wine is replaced by blood, because blood and milk mix together partially, but they don't blend together completely, so each component is distinctive. So, Kilashono, quoted by the Tosfos Yontif, Vikula member Bahabaya Basraisa, we can say in this last problem, the Isle Shiur Lahai Mazug, Bichde Shiure Zeletorze. So, he says that it has a shear that they should be seen. That's the shear of mazuk. So that answers the last issue of what's the shear. It should be seen. It should be visible. K'demrina ba'alma ma'im shadam at tzipor nikor behem. V'nira deri, so he quotes something later on, v'nira deri, savar ba'inan shiyiye noda halav nunis nikor ba'ad mumis hilkach pasuch shebishelek ba'inan ki'ayna mazuk b'shelek. Kdeshe Lovan Hashelig Nikorbo. Vilu Amar Kadama Mozak Bishelig, O Kadama Mozak Besid, Metoksha Zaba Vizava, Ainim Zagim Klal. So we need things that are going to mix together. So Pasuk Shebishelig is Kiyaina Mozak Bishelig. So you have the Lovan Hashelig that's Nikor. You have the whiteness of the Shelig that's still Nikor. But if we would say Dama Mazud Bisheleg or Dama Mazud Besid, they're both thick, so they don't blend. Einim Zag and Klal, they don't blend. Bein Amaris Misarvim, and these the colors don't mix in together. Vimamar Kiyayin Amazud Besid Nami, Afo Pisha Yayin Kolush Misarev, Asid Leolam Abu Vomim Kom Bein Amisarev. Again, it wouldn't work wine with seed, wine with lime, because wine does mix, but seed doesn't. So what's going to mix with the seed? Blood. V'yayin b'shelig nimoach ve'eno nimoach. Wine in the snow melts and doesn't melt. V'shneim nirim, they're both visible. V'yimor yayin b'chola v'yayin b'mayim b'nei sh'shneim klushim yayin ma'achzeres m'ritzel m'areyu. It also won't work to say anything about wine and milk, or wine and water, because they're both very mixable. They're not thick. They're both very I don't want to say thin. Can't think of the proper word. But they mix them together completely, and now we don't want either. We need to have both distinct colors. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. However, Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yishmael. Again, Rabbi Yishmael said a pasuk shebishalik kiayin amazuk bishalik, a pasuk shebesid kedam amazuk b'chalav, that the reddish version of the snow white nega is like wine mixed with snow, the reddish version of the lime colored nega is like blood mixed with milk. It's Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam Dam Shebazeh Vishabazeh Kiyayin Hamazuk Bemayim Ella Shel Sheleg Aza Vishel Seed Deha Mimena. Rabbi Akiva says, the red version of both of them is the color of wine mixed with water, but rather except that the red tinge of snow is bright, whereas that of lime is more dull. So according to Rabbi Akiva, all reddish negayim are like wine mixed with water. The difference between the pasuk shades of each nega is that a brighter nega has a brighter pasuk. So the snow is going to be bright, and the darker nega has a darker color. B'shel sid deha mimena, sid's going to be darker. As the Bartanura explains, Shebezeh v'shebezeh v'shebeshelig v'shebeseed diha chasera min haloven shein otzacha b'lavnun is kamosa. So the word diha, deha, means dull. Chasera min haloven, it lacks white. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So the Chazanish says, as is brought in the article Mishnayis, that the Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva's opinion by describing the four tinted negaim as resembling four cups of milk in which an increasing number of drops of blood have fallen. Two drops of blood fell into the first cup, four drops of blood fell into the second cup, eight drops of blood fell into the third cup, and either 12 or 16 drops of blood fell into the fourth cup. So there are four Negayim, and more blood falls in. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, understands that the mixture which contains 16 drops is the color of tinted Baheres, the brightest Nega. So you have the brightest Nega, that's like 16 drops of blood. 8 drops is the Se'es, the tinted Se'es. Se'es is the second brightest Nega. That's 8 drops. That containing 4 drops is the tinted version of the third brightest Nega. And that containing 2 drops is the version of the dullest Nega. So why is it that the brighter Negaim have more red for their Pasuch than the duller Negaim? Why would that be? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the white background used is not the same in all four cases, but is the white color of the original Nega. Therefore, the red tinge of Baheres can have up to 16 drops of blood added and still have a tame color, whereas the duller colors would become too dark to be tame if that much red were added. So the more white you have, the stronger the white, the more red you can have, and it'll still be tame. But the less white it is, then if you have too much red, it's not going to be tame anymore. That's the Rambam. But the Ravid in Tumas Tzaraas Aleph Dalet argues with the Rambam, and he holds that the Nega with the most drops of blood corresponds to the duller white Negaim. So the Pasuch of the egg membrane, the dullest white Nega, is a cup of milk in which 16 drops of blood have fallen. The Pasuch of lime white is a cup into which 8 drops have fallen. So the duller, the more blood, maybe because if it's duller it needs it has a darker background, so it needs more blood in order for it to redden. If it's lighter, even a little bit of blood reddens it. Akopanim, that's the sheet of the Ravid. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Vav Amud Aleph Divrei Maaseh Shabbazeh, he learns according to Rabbi Akiva a different pshat in Pasuch, that the Nega has a reddish tinge in the middle surrounded by a tame shade of white saras, and the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So again, to reread the Mishnah, there's obviously a lot more to say on the Mishnah, just touching the surface, hopefully in future shiurim. Hapasuch shebishaleg kiayin hamazuk bishaleg, the reddish version of the snow white Nega appears like wine mixed with snow. Hapasuch shebisid kedam hamazuk b'chalav, the reddish version of the lime colored Nega is like blood mixed with milk. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, this is Rabbi Yishmael speaking. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, Adam Dam Shebezeb Shebezeb Kiayin Amozik B'mayim, the reddish version of both of them is the color of wine mixed with water. Ela Sheleg Azer Shall See Dami Men, except that the red tinge of snow is bright, whereas that of lime is duller. And we were zocheh b'siyata d'shmaya to learn Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, and hopefully Hashem should give us life, and we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.